Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a combo kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Laughing Skull Lounge Comedy Club in the back of the Vortex in Atlanta, Georgia, on Friday, May 18th at 6 p.m. Happy hour! And by 6 p.m. I mean 6:17 or whatever it is. Why do we gotta quibble? We're here, we're gonna do this for a while. 6:17, holy shit. That was an amazing guess. Oh, man. But the weed is pretty good here. Some guy in the audience, I wish. Oh, if only we had good weed. We have to settle for amazing weather. And that's about it, right? This is like a little private meeting of like, we're not that into Atlanta. That's why we're here. Bunch of LA people came out, so we're gonna go see that. But you know, there's stupid shit going on in California as well, so let's not dwell on the negative. Since last I spoke and you listened, not you guys in front of me, but you guys that are listening, but you guys as well. I just feel like it's so, how many of you were at the punchline? Like less than, pretty much everybody, because during the punchline show, I said, tickets are gonna go on sale for the Laughing Skull show. And then the next day they were all sold out and I never tweeted about it or anything, so. So you guys are mostly just people that were at that show, so I appreciate you coming back so soon. And it's almost like you went and saw the Avengers, and then they said, okay, in less than 2 weeks, you can come back, and we're going to show you a few more scenes. Or the other way around. I don't know. I don't know which one it is, but usually those scenes at the ends of the movies have been extremely disappointing to me. Like this one at the end of the Avengers is the best one so far, and still not amazing or anything, but it was good. Anyway, my point was,
that since the last episode of this show, I haven't seen any movies. On the flight from L.A. to Atlanta, I could have watched Girl with the Dragon Tattoo or War Horse on this little screen in front of me, but instead I watched 5 episodes of Happy Endings because I was in the mood for something that didn't have anal rape in it. I'm just guessing that War Horse has anal rape in it. Last night here in Atlanta, I got to see Sleeper Agent over at the basement at the graveyard. And if you guys haven't heard them yet, be sure to check out their debut album, Celebration, wherever you buy music. That'd be the internet or some sort of old-fashioned stow. I'm driving Miss Daisy to the stow to get some Sleeper Agent music. Episode 2 of Dining with Doug and Karen Anderson, hi, is available for free download right now in the comedy podcast section of iTunes. Give us your feedback on Twitter. Get it? It's about shows about food. Give us your feedback. From the corrections department, I should not have allowed Lennon Parham to get away with Basketball Diaries as the B in ABCD's Nuts because it's the Basketball Diaries. So that would be a T title. And that's going to be an argument I'm constantly having with the guests. But I think the game's too easy if you can just say, you know, any movie that began with the, and then whatever, you know, like The Godfather, the yeah, right? It just makes it opens it up way too much. Like you divide the movies in half when because a lot of movies start with the. So anyway, that's just my take on it. I'll get complaints or whatever from people. But the bottom line is, watch June 1st back-to-back episodes of Best Friends Forever on NBC because she is really funny on it and she doesn't say Basketball Diaries. I'm guessing that it never comes up. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. Let's go into the crowd for this one. Someone told me recently, and it was so smart, and I wish I remembered who told me, but somebody said, because every time I've done it, I've gone to a woman, said, what's your favorite movie? Then I go to a dude, what's your favorite movie? And of course, I'm going to be inclined to go with the dude's favorite movie, because the dude's never going to say The Notebook. Right? Isn't that, was that one of the ones that came up here in Atlanta? Yeah, so... So somebody made a smart point. I should ask two girls or two guys and make it more of a fair matchup. So I'm gonna go to you and ask you what, not necessarily your favorite movie, but just a movie that you like.
Blade Runner,
nice. Then we go to this gentleman who also likes Blade Runner.
The Royal Tenenbaums.
Wow, I can't believe you guys have done this to me. Holy crap. That is a tough one. That is a really tough one. Of course, I'm in Blade Runner. You laugh, but it's true. I'll do a quick impression of my scene in the movie. I'm just walking. Probably a weirder walk than that. I think I'm like walking like a character walk. Like, I'm an extra in the future. I gotta have a crazy walk. And I have this pea coat on and a really high collar and then a hat. And I was wearing glasses at the time, but I took them off for the movie. So I just look nothing like I did at the time, but I have photographic evidence and I really am in the movie and it is a great movie. But in The Royal Tenenbaums, spoiler alert, when Ben Stiller gets that new dog at the end, and when I say new dog, I mean that his dog is killed by a motor vehicle. Everybody's seen that movie. I hope so. Anyway, that part really emotionally gets to me every time. So watch Royal Tenenbaums, not Blade Runner. This has been Watch This, Not That. The most emotional edition to date. That was a really tough call to go against my beloved Blade Runner. Because I sat on the set of that movie. I don't know if I've bored people to death with this story on other podcasts, but I was an extra in Blade Runner for 5 nights on the back lot at Warner Brothers in Burbank.
and they made fake rain every night, even though it was also super cold. And also, when you're watching the movie, you can't tell that it's raining all the time. Because rain doesn't really play on, you know, anyway, so... It was just brutal, but the whole time I was so excited to be in the guy that directed Alien and the actor from Star Wars. Oh my God, I'm in their movie. This is going to be the biggest science fiction classic hit of all time. And then it came out and everyone was like, oh, that's a fucking bummer, that movie. And it was so sad and then so great that it got this renaissance of like people to this day appreciate it so much. And it's... So it's a great thing to brag about that I was there. And I'll tell more stories about it on other occasions, but I got a lot more business to get through. Nashville, Tennessee, or as I like to call it, Hashville, Tennessee. Memorial Day, what am I going to change that to? Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to be at Zany's for 3 fun shows, all at 4:20, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Graham Elwood and I doing stand-up and Leonard Maltin game on Saturday. Then Sunday, Graham and I will be joined by a special guest doing stand-up and Leonard Maltin game. And then the person who does the best in those 2 days at Leonard Maltin will get to join us as a guest on Monday, Memorial Day, for a taping. And hopefully I'll come back and do some sort of thing like that with you guys, because you'd be great guests as well. And if all of that confuses you, you know, write to me on Twitter and I'll explain it to you, because you're probably going to do that anyway. Somebody wrote to me today, and if you know who you are, admit it. Somebody wrote to me today and said, do I have to bring a name tag tonight? Who was that? Are you here? That's my point. The person is so dumb. He actually said, should I bring a name tag or will I look stupid? What? It's the taping of the podcast where everybody brings name tags so that they'll get picked. I told him that, and then I blocked him. I didn't block him. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At MoviesLoveAlex tweeted, only complaint about the Avengers was they took longer to assemble than furniture from IKEA. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Let's see what's in the prize bag. Let's take a look. The prize bag itself is made by a gentleman and a lady, I think, also in Chicago. It says Doug Loves Movies Prize Bag, and it's got the infamous caricature of me where I have a massive gunt that we talked about like crazy on the Chicago episode. So included are the comics created by the gentleman that belongs to the, it's called Trouble Club, and it's, you know, it's people that improvise comics together, like each person draws the next panel and what's going to happen, and it's kind of a cool idea. I got stickers for Freak Dance, the Matt Besser UCB movie that's available on demand right now, and also a sticker for my last album, Potty Mouth. I'll have stickers for the new one, Smug Life, coming out July 3rd. I'll have those soon. I've got CDs by two of the gentlemen that are coming out here tonight, so we'll talk about that once they get out here. And then another guest, very thoughtful gift, brought the DVD of Designing Women. Volume 1, motherfuckers! We're going deep into the world of Suzanne Sugarbaker. Julia Sugarbaker. I didn't even know they were sisters, because I didn't give a shit. But yeah, so, but it's, took place here though, right, in Atlanta, so that's exciting. So that's a wise choice. That's a smart choice. Please welcome to the stage, very funny stand-up comics, and my friends, Joe Pettis, David Huntsberger, and Graham Elwood. Here they are. Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
hello.
What's up? I'm not really in the mood to be entertaining tonight. I'm just going to talk like this the whole time.
Joe Pettis, hey. Local stand-up phenom. Yeah. First time on the show. But you have played the Leonard Maltin game with me out on the road against audience members.
I have, yes.
How did you fare? You did pretty good, right?
I won.
All the time?
All the time, yes.
Because we
did.
Play until somebody beats you.
Yeah,
so
but
we were there all night.
It took too long, so you gave up.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're gonna be a harsh. Is that the right word? Hard? No. Direct? No.
I am hard. Thank you.
David Huntsberger's here, everybody.
Yeah.
Huntsberger! Oh.
Thanks for coming to all the way out here, flying all the way out here with me to do this, David. And I noticed, because I was sitting right behind you, that you did watch a movie on the plane.
I watched two, really. I watched Johnny Contraband. And then,
okay, first of all, it's just Contraband. So if we play A, B, C, D's Nuts, you can only use it in C and not J.
Okay.
Johnny Contraband.
And what'd you think of it?
It's a good action movie. I liked it.
I call it Contra Bland.
You did?
I didn't, but I just did.
Oh, no way. I would call it Contrabandastic.
Yes.
Oh, but the theater I saw it at, it was called Contraband, then there were none. It's turned into Build-A-Title.
I love it.
And what was your second movie you saw a taste of? You didn't see the whole thing.
Finish the rest later. Young Adult.
Yeah.
One guy loved it.
One guy's very excited.
He was in it.
Potential spoiler, but... It made me very happy for Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
That he even got to do the things he does in that movie with people that shouldn't definitely. Be doing that with him.
You're talking about taking
that's
his shirt
way
off
of
on
not
screen.
Saying what happened.
Yeah, that's a him taking his shirt off on camera. The scene he's in, it looks.
Now, see, I tried not to go into that. I tried. These people, some of them have just eaten.
I was talking about the scene where they go to the beach and.
Oh yeah.
That
beach in Minneapolis.
Yeah. He looks awkward though, and I thought that was good.
I just didn't like the part where she tells Charlize Theron, the girl behind the counter at the Hampton Inn, says you can't have a cookie that's sitting right there.
Yeah, no, those donuts are for star members only.
Yeah, those are for certain members only.
Yeah.
There's no such thing. They don't have a thing that's just, they do things for members only, but it's in your room.
You're getting to the bottom of that movie hoopla that doesn't exist in Hotel Real World.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's the thing. Like, if I were a lawyer, I'd complain about every law. You know,
they don't give away donuts!
Right,
they don't do that at most hotels!
I'm a frequent traveler. So I know when shit's up. Like,
yeah.
Here, this is my least favorite. I love Up in the Air, but my least favorite thing is when Mel Gibson, when Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. No, when George Clooney goes into the the carpet the special lounge area for frequent flyers. When he walks in, he takes his membership card and just walks by with it like that.
Yeah.
And they fucking sweat you when you go into that place. They don't let you just cruise through holding it up. They take it and I think they put it in their ass for a few minutes. And like it's
those
a whole
guys
process.
That know us and are like, hey fellas, and they take
you
it.
You gotta
and they
see
fucking
it.
Swipe it.
Gotta type for 15. What is all the typing that people do? When you try to check into a hotel or get on an airplane, why so much typing? Are they jotting off an email to a friend about the situation before they proceed?
To me, it seems like they get your info, type in your name, and then that's about it. So maybe there are more letters in your name than you think. And they're like, that seems like a lot of typing to you.
Douglas Bartholomew Ben Salonovich.
I'm telling you, the next time you go to check into a hotel, watch how much typing they do to come up with you're in room 418. And then and then watch me for another hour just waiting for, give me the room I asked for, 420. Can you imagine getting mad about that? I must be in room 420. Graham Elwood is here, everybody.
Hey!
They're sitting here, this guy.
Oh, I'm so happy that this guy went from crazy loner to perfectly nice.
Yeah.
Had somebody joining him, just
Thank
couldn't
God.
Make it here on time because you came from work, right? Yeah,
yes.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah, that changes this guy's whole dynamic. We yeah. all.
He was even all. Sitting creepier when yeah. she wasn't sitting next to him.
Yeah.
He was all hunched over, like, Blade Runner. Yeah. Blade Runner.
Oh, butt raping war horse, yeah.
So, Graham. You're playing here at the Laughing Skull all weekend long, so
yes.
anybody here tonight can come back and see Graham.
Yes!
So the gentleman, a young man named JT, who has actual kitten hands, because he's a comedy film nerd fan, he had them surgically sewn into his arms, and it's not creepy at all.
No.
To have a guy shake kittens at you.
Meow, 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 meow. He's out in the parking lot talking to him. I like you. I don't. Meow, 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 meow. Dogs right. They don't give cookies to only Diamond members at Hilton. You be quiet. You be quiet. His name's not John Contraband. Yes, it is. It can if it wants to. You be quiet. Fellas, stop it.
You what really want kitten hands.
What else is John Contraband going to do with his life other than try to, you know...
Contraband some shit?
Yeah.
My name's Jimmy Smuggler.
Oh, do you smuggle for a living? No. Does it look like I have something in my ass? I did an eyebrow thing there. I tried to. I have no control over my face. So the question for you, Graham...
Wait a minute, what? I'm sorry, I have no control over my face. Like that woman in Total Recall starts to flip out, and that's how Arnold sneaks in, the original I'm speaking of.
The people that made the new one keep talking about how, like, people are going to be upset that the old one was ruined. Was the old Total Recall a good movie?
Watch it. It's like,
fun.
Yeah.
But it's shitty.
He's
standing outside on Mars. His face almost explodes, and then he survives, and his face looks normal again at the end.
There's some Total
it
Recall.
It swells up. You've never had any face
I mean,
swelling?
I can't quite remember exactly what happened in it.
There's also a woman with three tits.
That's the go-to. Yeah. That's the go-to.
That's why they're huge.
That's what everybody loves about that movie. And it's like a halfway in, and it's, oh,
what's
three tits, and then she moves on. Nothing happens.
Is it Quado? Is that the little creature that lives in the stomach?
Yeah.
Now you're talking. There's so much of that movie that if you watch it now, it does not hold up.
Yeah. Like, it's... But also, all of that's going to be gone. Like, three-titted lady...
Three... Three-titted lady.
Three-titted lady is not going to be... Although, congratulations to three-titted lady for winning the Preakness.
Yes.
And it's three-titted lady on the far side. Johnny Contraband on the inside. And kitten hands on the clothes. It's kitten hands on the clothes. It's Johnny Contraband. Three-titted lady for the win! Three-titted lady paid $8.20.
I don't know why. She wasn't a long shot, but...
Have you been to the movies lately, Joe?
I have not, actually.
You watch stuff at home?
No, not either. I watch stuff in hotel rooms.
Yeah.
So what's ever on HBO at the moment? That's what I'm watching.
What so do you remember?
I watched the latest Aliens movie. That was Predators. I watched the last Predators movie. What's his name? Broman? I don't even know his name. The guy Topher Grace is in it and he was an asshole. I remember that. He's always an asshole. He does really good assholes.
Yeah, I think he's trying to break out of
he was in
out
that
of his role
scene.
As Eric on this at 70s show. I think he like kind of likes to rebel against it. I think my favorite performance of his is the scene at the very beginning of Ocean's 13 or is it 12?
One of them. At the very beginning, he's trashed his hotel room, and Brad Pitt shows up to say, why are you trashing your hotel room? And he's really funny in that scene.
That's 12.
12. He's kind of making fun of Ashton Kutcher. He says about his stupid, what were those bracelets called? That's already
Kabbalah?
Even, yeah, yeah. He's like, this doesn't even work. About his Kabbalah bracelet.
Oh, yeah.
This thing fucking doesn't work. That's right. It doesn't work. But, what movie did you say you saw?
It was the last Predators movie of Adrian Brody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Adrian Brody was like the action hero.
Exactly.
And Topher was like the antagonist.
He was a serial killer.
What?
He was a serial killer in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Who wanted to... Anyway.
Yeah.
The least believable
badass. It's such a great movie. Yeah.
It's probably better than most Predator movies, but I still didn't love it.
No.
Right?
I like the Danny Glover one the best. Not, is that what?
It's just tough.
Is that the first one?
The second
one. That's the second one. That's Gary Busey and Danny Glover. That one's actually...
instead of Arnold and somebody else?
Yeah.
And Jesse Ventura.
The second one is when they're in Los Angeles and Gary Busey's in some special unit that's hunting them down, and it's fucking real.
Yeah.
I'll show you my special unit.
Horrible Gary Busey impression.
That was Gary Busey?
I thought that was Jesse the Body.
What does he sound like? What does he sound like? Everybody try one. Try one, David. Try a Gary Busey impression. Yeah, he did that
around
a lot.
The corner. No, I've got it. Around the corner over there, they've got a meatball sandwich. It's the best I have ever had.
That is amazing.
I can't believe I picked him first.
That's amazing.
The rest of us aren't going to top that.
All right, I got one. I've been working on it.
You can't do throat clears.
Hold on. I have a process. Please let me.
Hello, I'm Gary Busey, I'm holding me a predator. Cheerio, morning to get.
That's when Predator went to the UK. You remember that? Predator goes to Oxford and he's going to college, and Gary Busey's his RA.
You can't have it. You can't have a microwave in your dorm room. I'm going to tear you in two, and then I'm going to have some breakfast. So,
see, that's a Jesse the Body.
Yeah, that was Jesse.
You're doing Jesse the Body.
And then you come back.
Can't have an RA in your
room.
That'd
be an amazing Vegas show. The guy does impressions that sound like somebody else. Every impression is dead on and also completely wrong.
All right, here's my Jack Nicholson.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Who was that?
That was Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, that's Jack Nicholson.
No, but it was dead on for someone else. I'm curious who it was.
You
dead
didn't
on.
Know that that was... All right.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
I had this visually. Now I'm getting it. Gary Busey and Jack Nicholson star in Predators 2, Lost in Oxford.
I had my RA come in and tell me they know crumpets.
Predator Lost in Oxford.
This is going to be an amazing movie. What have you seen lately? Who's left, Graham? Did you see anything since we...
I saw the movie, this episode? Indie film, Hick. With Chloe
Mer- I love her, but I'm worried about that movie.
It's got some weird stuff in it, but it's there's some interesting things, and it's a cool little indie film. It's worth seeing, you know. There's a hot,
but it doesn't get too pervy on that little girl.
There's some weird moments. I mean, she's like 13 or 14, and is like she's got a bad home situation somewhere in Nebraska, and is like, I'm running away, and so she meets all these filthy characters. So it's weird, you know.
Do they do stuff to her?
Yeah, they do. The guy, actually, the actor who's the lead in or plays is in My Week with Marilyn, and he plays like a hick guy, so he doesn't all right accent, because he's like, hello, I'm a hick guy.
Hip.
I just would watch that movie wanting her every time some guy's weird to her, just throw on her hit girl costume and say, fuck you, cunt, and then just
knife him in the throat. Well, that la 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 la. That's the best fight scene ever.
You gotta change the name of my show to Doug's Angry About Movies. I wanna watch her fucking. We covered it. David, we talked to you about the plane and the movies you saw, so we're all good on that. Mm-hmm.
I did. Can I throw out a movie that I saw that I thought was great that not a lot of
recommendation?
People... Yeah.
Please.
Natural Selection.
Yes.
You get a chance to see it. Fantastic. Yes. Little indie movie. I think
you'll
enjoy
LA it. In LA right now, open today at the New Art, and is there probably for a week or so, and just rolling out city by city, eventually VOD. That's the movie I've been talking about for a while. Yeah. It's won some awards and stuff, and I'm glad you liked it. And that leads me to ask, does anyone hunger for games?
Oh, shit. Is there a game where the straw is longer than the container? Because this is getting frustrating.
This is like a trick that they do at the bar.
Got to dig it out, then it's drinking time.
We gave you those giant Coke cups because they're a sponsor now. Mm-hmm. Is it Coke on them?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so you have to drink them like you're fucking Randy Jackson.
You've got to grow a snout and get in there.
Yeah, maybe I'll just go straight from the rim.
What did you just say? What are we talking about?
I said fuck this straw.
Yeah, put your lips on the goddamn glass like a man. Yeah. Instead of sucking on that tiny dick.
Go for the rim. Johnny Contraband. No.
Sucks a tiny dick.
That's the sequel. John Contraband goes for the rim.
He's got to smuggle 50 dicks. But they're tiny.
You there, Johnny Contraband, what do you have in your butthole?
50 dicks.
Don't show him those dicks or I'm Gary Busey.
Oh, was that Kate Beckinsale?
Yes. Yeah, that was my Kate Beckinsale.
That whole movie, I watched the whole movie with Kate Beckinsale. She doesn't wear a tight outfit. She doesn't get naked. What is the point? Why is this happening to me? I kept saying to myself. She's good. She's good, though. She's a good actress. You can't even tell she's English.
What? That's all it takes to be a good actress? Yes.
I'm just passable amazed accent. Like, every other person on television now in American TV is a British actor hiding their British accent. The guy in Walking Dead and House and...
That's so pretty much every
so
other.
Two examples.
Yes.
But there's more. You know what I mean? Like, it's always weird the first time you see an interview, or there's a girl in Walking Dead that's got a crazy accent, and it's weird that they're so good at hiding their accent, why not just stick with it? Why not just stay there?
Yeah.
Like, why do you need to go back to your, I guess you got to have a sense of self.
Yeah. I guess you probably is relatively.
Because no one is House. Yeah. So,
and no one is safe.
When Safe came out, I didn't know what to do. No one is safe. Oh, that's a good tagline for Safe.
Yeah.
Let's play ABCD's Nuts. Now, I dominated this game, so do you think I should play, or do you think I should just leave it between the three of them? Okay. I'm in.
Play it! Play!
So, we'll start with David.
Okay.
And you have the letter A. And you have to name any movie that begins with the letter A.
Above the Rim.
Since we're on the subject of rims.
Battleship.
I'm glad you did that. Oh, wow. Coming soon. Yeah. Or just open. Today.
Today.
I thank you all for coming here instead of going to see that. Watch Doug Lowe's movies, not Battleship. This has been...
Watch this.
All right, you got
Coyote Ugly.
Oh, nicely done.
Yeah.
I get D, so I'm going to go with Diamond Men.
I'm going with Enough.
Enough?
That J-Lo classic.
Oh, yeah.
Enough.
Tale of a Battered Woman. She has had, quite literally, Enough.
I thought it was the story of her walking down the street and somebody going, "Nice ass!"
Enough.
And then she snaps.
Enough. No.
Like she's had it. Enough about my ass.
It's like, is that two hours of this?
That was the full title, Enough About My Ass. All right, Graham, you have F.
Fitzcarraldo.
Whoa, you really went up.
I just blew your mind.
Yeah, don't go up the river. Joe?
Godzilla.
Which one?
Which one?
Matthew Broderick. That Matthew Broderick vehicle.
House Party.
Inglorious Bastards.
Nice. Whoa. Use of a misspelled title.
Jingle Bells.
Wait a minute. Who do you think is in that?
That's a Bing Crosby movie.
You could have gone Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right, that's, yeah.
That's no, that's
obvious.
Not what you said.
That's, I'm saying that's obvious. Jingle Bells. Is
All cool. The Way?
No.
Or you could have gone with...
Joe vs. Volcano?
Jungle Book wouldn't have counted.
Yes. Jungle Fever? I could go with Jungle Fever.
That's the Jungle,
Fever,
the Jungle Fever.
Oh, fuck you.
Jonah Hex?
I just want to look up Jingle Bells just because it's fun. It's fun to see what happens.
I wonder if there's an actor who's made a movie that started with every letter. That'd be impressive. Back to you guys.
Jingle Bells, no results.
Oh, that's incorrect.
Because I typed it wrong. I typed Jingle Bells.
Jimbo. Yo, Jimbo Bells.
Let me fix this. I'm going to fix this.
Kurosawa Christmas Samurai movie.
I'm going to make this right. It's the last thing I do. No results.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry.
Your phone is stupid.
Now you're calling Mr. Leonard Walton stupid because I use his app. Joe gets Jay. Jay is still in play.
Jay, oh, damn it.
Yeah, right.
I had
that's what happens.
I had a K.
That's what happens. Jay, go.
I was going to say kickboxes. No, it's Ken.
Jay.
Jumanji.
Nice. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a funny one because I pulled that one out last minute one time too because it's just kind of like you're like, Jumanji. It just comes to you. And you know what just came to me? Kickboxing.
Love and Other Drugs.
Nice. Joe, you got M.
Oh, M?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Skipping Graham. He's
I'm out.
Out.
I'm out.
Mr. Dad. That thing, is that... Mr. Mom, is that it? I don't know.
Oh, get this.
I don't know what it is. I'm pretty sure I saw it a movie by that name.
You're out. You're out.
I'm out.
You're out.
Design and Win.
M. Mandingo. David.
Mandingo.
N.
N?
Yeah.
Neverland. That's Finding Neverland. Damn it.
I win again!
Damn it!
Bullshit! I can't lose. Because also I play it every time.
Yeah,
you get a mindset going.
Yeah.
And you kind of know how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, this is just between you guys. Let's play Build a Title.
Aw, shit.
Suggested by @_goddamn_bat. The goddamn bat.
What a god. Goddamn bat.
No, it's the goddamn bat to you, sir.
Sorry.
And like the goddamn bat was already taken, so you just throw in 2 underscores? Anyway... He suggested Sleepy Hollow.
Ooh.
So we'll start with David again, but this time we'll go to Joe after David. So Sleepy Hollow.
God, everyone's thinking Hollow Man. Is there any...
You're saying it out loud.
I guess I got to do it. Sleepy Hollow Man. Damn it.
Because you wanted to stop her, like, maybe like Hollow Down Dirty Shame? Exactly.
Wow. Wow. What a fuckbag. The dickiest game show host ever.
Doug was writing with a pen.
You could have said,
said
I know.
That.
He writes so he could have said this, but you didn't.
Like, he wasn't even
but
focused.
I was also, like, I acted so cocky because it was so cute how impressed they were that people went, All right, so it's Sleepy Hollow Man to Joe.
Sleepy Hollow Man on the Moon.
Okay. You could have repeated Mandingo just for fun. All right, so
Sleepy
Graham gets Sleepy Hollow Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon Raker.
Oh.
That's going to cause a problem.
On that end. So what's David going to do now?
The science of Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
I thought that might come
the
up.
The science of sleep?
That or Big Sleep. Yeah, Science of Sleep was, you know.
Great movie.
What's
Michelle Gondry, Gael Garcia Bernal.
Bernarzer.
We get it. You're into science. We got it.
No. It's
Gael
a more like
Garcia, Gael Bernal Garcia.
Correct.
The guy from E2 Mama Tambien.
See. And the Motorcycle
Diaries.
That's a great
movie. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
If you like to jerk off.
What are you jerking
if
off
you
to?
Enjoy three ways.
Well, the three ways are really clogged up this morning. Let's check the news. Okay, Science of Sleepy Hollow Man on the Moonraker.
Joe.
God damn it, Raker.
So something that ends in science.
Ends in science.
Or sci, or something that begins with Raker, or Kerr. Like if they'd made the board game Kerplunk into a movie. But unfortunately they went with Battleship. Taylor Kitsch is going to be running across an aircraft carrier. G4! Like, I don't know how it's going to be anything like the game. Was that even an option, G4?
No, I don't know. Was it?
I don't know.
I'm still thinking science.
It's like bingo, but with battleships.
All I can think of is Mystery Science Theater.
That doesn't work at all.
I know.
No! She just went,
thank
no!
you. Crow's in the audience tonight. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for playing, Joe.
Yeah, thank you.
So Joe's out?
Yeah.
Okay. Weird science.
Ah! You did it!
What is David Huntsberger going to do now? This is exciting. Has to end in weird.
Hollow man on the moon, rake courage under fire.
Oh, Huntsberger!
All right, Graham, you've got weird science of Sleepy Hollow Man on the Moon, rake courage under fire.
Firestarter.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Well,
I like the scene. It starts off hilarious because they're in the kitchen and Drew Barrymore makes what's her name from Dynasty? One of the Heathers, Locklear.
Yeah.
She makes her oven mitts set on fire and she stands there going, ah! And her oven mitts are both on fire. It's like already a fucking hilarious movie.
Whenever I would get a bloody nose and I could feel it coming, I would stare at something and go, and then blood. And they'd be like, oh shit, you've got a gift. But it was usually
that's
just
more like the Fury than Firestarter, though.
No, did Firestarter. Remember her Firestarter? Dad. No, her dad, like, he would, like, remember there's a scene, he's looking at a payphone, like, we need some money, and he wants change to come out. So he stares at the phone, and then, like, there's
and
that
little
weird,
blood comes out of his nose?
Yeah, blood comes out of his nose, and then, right. ling, change forever.
Boom.
Anyway.
Great job stalling.
Yes.
You have.
Oh, I already had it from the beginning. Firestar Terms of Endearment.
Oh. People weren't as impressed with that one.
All right, so I've got, what do I've got? Weird and Endearment?
Yeah, you got Ment, Endearment, or ends with Weird.
Mentor? The Mentor? Yep, okay, Mentor, that's
the
one.
Only
all
person
right. Soul?
You're not the only one, but you're one of the few that tries that all the time.
All right.
Mentalist is a TV show, so you can't use that.
Oh, man, what entertainment? That's the one. What are my words? Weird and entertainment? And no.
Yes. The whole title so far is Weird Entertainment. Go.
I don't give a fuck about the middle one.
Endearment. Terms of Endearment.
Terminator. No.
You're just going to go with the T at the end?
Yes.
David Huntsberger is our winner.
Oh,
everybody.
Bullshit! Feels good.
So ridiculous.
Time to pick some name tags.
Oh, shit.
Look at them go.
These name tags are amazing.
These are so good.
Oh, that's good.
There's Michael, the great John Travolta movie where he doesn't masturbate in front of anyone.
This is unbelievable.
I'm going the vegan cupcakes. Get up here, Lauren.
Oh, wow. Thanks, dude. Thanks
Madagascar is back.
Holy shit, that one's got... What is that? The one with the lights? Lori? That one? Wow, that's impressive.
There's a good Joe versus a volcano. I love that movie.
Wow. You guys...
Somebody's got a bottle of something. What's in that bottle?
Wheat sauce?
Oh, it's a bottle of wheat sauce.
You almost got picked.
That bottle of weak sauce is weak sauce.
These are amazing.
You become what you hate.
You guys did.
What's that thing with monkeys on it or kittens?
Yeah, kittens.
Oh.
I pick you then.
That's
yeah.
Oh,
one.
Shit.
Come on, he wrapped up a present. That's all right, an amazing
I'm
idea.
Grace
I'll
fan.
Take
come
Heather,
on
who's got my face. She made a thing with my face on it. She came on my face. Heather, that's not what I said.
All right, give that
there's
present.
There's your present.
To Joe.
Thank you. All right.
Wow.
It says to me.
From JT is his name.
Sweet Billy Madison shirt, by the way. He has Rurudo written in cursive with the little Z's. That's pretty nice.
Give all you guys a round of applause. These are amazing name tags.
That is nice.
Clearly. I'm going to eat the shit out of those vegan cupcakes.
You can tell it was wrapped by a guy, too.
Wait, so what did you get, David?
Vegan cupcakes. Y'all hungry?
Aw.
And who are they from?
Lauren.
And those marshmallows on top are vegan?
Correct.
Wow. And the frosting and everything is vegan?
How did you get all the meat out of the marshmallows?
How can you eat a that's not made from pork? A pork cake. Did you make these or buy them?
And wow. David's going to try one right now. Don't chew into the microphone.
Yeah, put it in your mouth. Put it all in your mouth.
Just put it above the
they're
rim.
Really good. They're good, you guys. Guys, I'm still living. They're pretty good. Anyone else want one?
You're like my official taster now?
Yeah, I'll try anything.
Yeah.
And namely
what's
vegan
her
cupcakes.
Name again? I'm sorry.
Lauren.
Okay, thank you for bringing that, Lauren, and good luck. Graham has something made by Heather that has his face on what looks like kind of a transformer.
It's a transformer. She clearly is a fan of comedy film nerds and knows how much I hate Michael Bay with a fucking furious passion. So she made this, which means you're awesome.
Too bad they're not edible and delicious.
Yeah.
We'll see about that. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
I really think you got to give Michael Bay movies another chance. Like, watch them 7 or 8 more times. I think you'll really come around. I think you'll really be like, this mayhem is beautifully orchestrated.
The fourth one is going to really turn the corner and become really save that franchise.
Is it okay if we open the present now? Because we could always pick somebody else if it's something stupid. So, Joe, open that up. How exciting to open up a present. It looks like a box of shoes. But it's not. Is that the right way, or it's the other way? You're gonna opening it from the. You're going in through the bottom.
Oh, there we go. It's $1,000.
What is it? Well, there's a note that says, "Don't read out loud."
There's a bunch of cool shit in here.
Oh wow, there's a bunch of stuff in there.
Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. That's fucking awesome. We had Sully McCullough on the film nerd show.
Clerk's mouse
awesome.
Pad.
Yeah.
Oh, is that yeah?
And a Coachella.
Coachella. I don't have Blu-ray, but I will be selling this after the show.
Yeah, Martha May, Mary Margaret.
All right. This is better than our gift bag.
I know, ours just has David and I CDs and
designing women.
That is really a first. Somebody just giving a bunch of gift bag type items to one of the players.
Yeah. Well, good job, JT.
Yeah.
Excellent work.
You better win for him.
Thanks for unloading your junk.
Yeah, that's
you
amazing.
You better win for him.
You better. All right, so David won our little pregame. So
let's
we'll
never forget that.
Yeah. David won the 9/11 game. So we are going to, right? Never forget. And What a horrible name for one of my games. Let's play 9/11. Okay, this is movies about 9/11. You have two
Rain
guesses.
Over Me. If you haven't seen Rain Over Me, fantastic.
Four. Is that a surprise twist in Rain Over Me?
I wouldn't say so.
In the trailers, it wasn't anything about 9/11.
Right.
Are you thinking about Remember Me?
Rain Over Me, starring Don Cheadle and Adam Sandler.
A 9/11 twist.
Yeah,
in it?
Totally. Yeah, not a twist.
He was.
It's just he's dealing with the grief of that. That's like the setting for the whole movie. It's really great.
Was in the trailer?
I don't think it's in the trailer.
I never saw the trailer.
It's not
so
a hidden premise. It's not like.
Well, like the trailer.
This guy's sad. No one knows why.
The trailer for World Trade Center is just all scenes of California. So it's like when you go see it, you're like, what?
No, yeah, Rain Over Me is very From Dusk Till Dawn.
But it was kind of a twist that they, or they didn't hide it, but there was that movie by the guy that plays Edward in the Twilight movies, Pattinson. He played a guy who, there was some sort of 9/11 backstory to his romance movie. Yeah, right? God damn it. Let's give it some time. Remember Me?
Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. That's one, yeah.
That movie, I couldn't take it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I thought it'd be too sad.
Let's watch a really lovely man that the whole movie you know that he's going to die. Like, why?
That's why I didn't go. I couldn't have summed it up better. I didn't see it because of that.
Why would you?
Don't you love this guy?
It's just, didn't anyone say this is really schmaltzy? Like, this is really, like, just a complete bummer?
If you're just joining us on Doug Hates Movies, he does not care for the main character being lovable and then taken away.
Well, he wasn't even that lovable. He was kind of quirky and irritating. The movie irritated me to no end. Like,
I'm surprised you went to see
it. Best fucking picture. It's easily in the top five worst best picture nominees in the history of Blindside would be another one. And then you have to go all the way back to Around the World in 80 Days, which actually won. Oh my God, it's the worst. It's like 3 hours of hot air ballooning. and no inclement weather. We'll start with David.
Okay. Great.
You get to pick a category. Would you like someone named at plain please, as in like he ordering something plain please? That's his name. What are you going to do? He or she suggested Kiwi's Playhouse, and that's movies that were filmed in New Zealand. Oh. And then at Dexter Danger suggested...
Kitten Hands found that very funny.
That's his... That's
or maybe that was one of the kittens.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This guy's out of control tonight. Dexter Danger suggested Fuck the Police, which is movies that feature Sting.
Kitten Hands.
Hopefully the Wrestler.
What?
He was in a movie. It was on TBS.
Or it's Tina Fey's birthday today, so the films of Tina Fey. Which one of those would you like?
Kiwi's Delight. I'll go Kiwi's Delight.
Okay, we'll call it Kiwi's Playhouse. But
Kiwi's Playhouse. I will take Kiwi's Playhouse.
Would you like a movie that was filmed partially or completely in New Zealand in 2005 or 2010? And we'll go to Joe after David.
I'll say 2005.
Okay. Interesting move. Leonard gives this movie 3.5 stars. He says that it's set in the Depression era. It's in the Depression area. It's in a mental ward for the sad. No, it's in the Depression era, and it is also I don't want to give it away. Wow, these are all sentences that give it away. The director co-wrote it with a lady and another dude.
Oh, no, okay.
No, no, no. Or no, maybe a dude and another lady.
Oh, that changes things.
The co-writers' names are Fran and Philippa. So you decide. Co-written by Fran and Philippa, or Philippa. Depression era, 3.5 stars from Leonard, 2005. Filmed partially or completely in New Zealand. And there are nine names. David Huntsberger.
Yeah, I'll go seven.
What's your CD called that's in the prize bag?
Two of them, Humanitis. And then
which I like to call?
Humanitis. And then an older one, more of an EP really, called Hello Robot.
With your own personal drawing on the front of it.
Yes.
You drew both the covers.
Yeah, I did.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Seven names, he says, Joe Pettis, who brought the Designing Women CD, DVD. It's not a CD. I love to listen to those Designing Women. They're
those
nothing
are the
to look
best.
At, but I can really listen to them.
It's like an old-time radio show, listening to them yell at each other.
I'm pretty sure it's not Lord of the Rings, so I'm going to say name that movie.
Okay, let me just give you a little...
Six names.
Let me give you a lesson about how this is played. You could say you can say name that movie. That's not the part that bothered me. The part that bothered me is when you named what it might be.
Depression era.
That's not having a poker face.
I know.
When you narrow it down for the other contestants. It's also not Australia.
Yeah.
He says name it. And you have six names?
Seven.
Seven out of nine. Still might not get it. I think he'll get it.
Ew.
The seven names are...
Ew.
Kyle Chandler.
Don't know.
Full Hearts Can't Lose. Jamie Bell, who was the original kid that dances in a movie.
Yeah.
Evan Park. Andy Serkis, Colin Hanks, Thomas Kretschmann, and Adrian Brody.
2005. Depression.
You have 3 seconds. Starting in a second.
Give me 3 seconds to think about this. 3 seconds.
What do you think it is? New Zealand.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Australia with Hugh Jackman and Nicole.
Did you really?
Yeah. I didn't know what era that took place.
I just made a joke about that.
I know.
Would be the dumbest thing it could be.
Threw me off.
Although I do think Denver is a state. It's great to be here in the state of Atlanta. the city of Georgia.
God, I'm terrible.
Anything?
No.
Oh.
Oh, someone's
guy
really
fucking
mad.
Fucking shot a load.
Oh.
Where's the restroom? It's a motion picture called King Kong.
Oh, it's Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson wrote it with his wifey and another person.
The 3.5 stars threw me on that.
Yeah, there's
that
no
movie,
way.
Is that generous, you're saying?
Totally.
It's a star and a half.
It's a big-ass movie.
It's three and a half. All of his fucking movies are so
it's
long.
It's a lot of spectacle. I just didn't understand, and I apologize if I've complained about this before, that he goes to an island to go get this giant monkey, right? And they want to bring the giant monkey back to New York to show off the giant monkey. And while they're there, no one is interested in catching all the dinosaurs. These are in the way of us getting this giant monkey. Monkeys sell. Dinosaurs don't do dick.
Seen it.
So goddamn stupid.
Smithsonian has a wooden one of these. Fucking, who gives a shit? Get the monkey.
Okay, so Joe has a point. I say that every time he and I are in a smoking circle together. Joe has a point. And good weed. So since Graham wasn't involved in that skirmish, we'll start with you. And then we'll go to Joe. I'll give you one more shot at Tina Fey. It's her birthday. Or, this is an exciting category, the King of Pancakes category. The number one movie at the box office 10 years ago to this very date. Or, for your third option, you can go with Grandma's Cock. The films of Jeff Garlin.
Oh, that's glorious.
Which one of those do you like, Graham?
I will go with I'll go with Tina Fey.
Okay.
Well, let's do it.
I like it when people pick the birthday person because, you know, we're going to eliminate that category starting tomorrow. 2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2004. He says about it that it is, that this movie sounds awfully familiar. And he also says that the movie is 97 minutes long. And he lists...
Thank
12,
you.
12 names. Clues never help. 12 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Graham?
8.
What was the category for this one?
Tina Fey.
Yeah. Okay.
Joe?
I'm going to say 6.
Joe says 6, David.
2004. I'll say 4.
I will say name that movie.
Oh, shit.
That's right, bitch.
Would you like the clues again, David?
You think I forgot Bill the title?
I'll just take some names. Unless you want to give the clues again.
No, I'll just give you the names.
Okay.
Neil Flynn. Kay. Daniel Franzese. Franzese. Not sure how to pronounce it. And Lizzie Kaplan. And Jonathan Bennett. Right, 4 out of 12, 2004, Tina Fey.
Is it Mean Girls?
That's correct! Oh!
Redemption. Nicely played, Huntsberger.
I met Daniel Franzese, and I apologize for not knowing how to pronounce your name, because he was nice. But yeah, Mean Girls, Tina Fey, 97 minutes.
I wonder what felt so familiar about it.
Yeah.
I think just because it was, you know, a high school comedy.
Oh, kind of like Heathers?
Yeah, or Fast Times or whatever. Okay, so David has a point. Joe has a point. Graham still needs to get on the board.
Ooh.
Yeah. And who challenged David on that one? Was it you, Graham? So we'll start with Joe.
Fucking
we'll
think about doing that again.
God damn it.
Graham.
Huntsberger! I'm right trifling, I am.
Joe, would you like at a balls with a Z44 suggested yuck? Yuck. Yuck. And that's movies where that was Leonard's entire review. Yuck with 3 C's and 4 H's. Or would you like at Tempest Fugitive suggested natal attraction? And that's movies where a birth happens. Or, keep it crispy, that's a movie where someone is set on fire. Circle of life right here.
Yeah. We go keep it crispy.
Keep it crispy.
Mm-hmm.
Bing, 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 bing. You get to pick from 3 different years in the keep it crispy category because people have been lit on fire a lot. Would you like 1974, 2000, or 2010? Someone is set on fire.
2000.
Interesting choice. Three stars from Leonard. He says this movie is from a writer-director, and he also says that it is full of punch. The year is 2000. Someone gets set on fire, and there are... Which is not normally a funny thing. Don't do that on your way home. 12 names.
Full of punch. I'm going to say 10 names.
Graham.
8.
David.
7.
Joey.
6.
GE, you bring good things to life.
How do you feel about this?
Oh, poker face it. Don't let him know.
He just shook his head. Name
Don't
that movie,
know.
Joseph.
Oh, crap farm. How many names?
Six.
Okay, here you go. Do you want the clues again?
No. Full of punch. Fire. I think I got it.
Writer, director.
Writer, director. All right.
Yeah. 3 stars from Leonard. Year's 2000. You get 12 names?
Yes.
He gets six names. Six names.
I love how he played along, though.
That's the best poker face ever.
That's my poker face.
That was amazing.
Yeah, we've agreed on 12.
Yes, give me 12 names. No, your six names are Jason Fleming, Stephen Graham, Lenny James, Robbie G, or G-E-E, Mike Reed, and Ellen Ford. You know, those guys. Wow, that's tough. The next name would have been helpful.
Oh, man. If you only had that.
The very next name would have given it away.
Dang it. You didn't have that, though. Shit.
Who challenged him? You?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have a 3-way tie on our hands. Exciting finish in Atlanta.
You going to... American Pie.
Yes, where he set that guy on fire. Crazy high school party. That one guy was a Buddhist and he was protesting the war and he set himself on fire. Okay, sorry. I'm the only Vietnam War era dude. My bad.
Just say to yourself when Grandma's yelling, at least he's not whistling.
Yeah.
I can change that very quickly.
If I add the name Jason Statham, what is it? Snatch is correct.
Snatch. Yeah! Snatch. I have a point, you cocksuckers. Oh, shit.
Yeah, he actually did it.
That was fucking awesome, dude. I totally forgot we told the sound guy to do that.
It took so long. He's been waiting through so many games.
We said, I'm a comeback, baby.
We said, if Graham wins a point, put on Palm Strike Dance Party.
Yeah.
And we all forgot that that was
totally
a possibility.
I was like, what's that song? What's going on?
A Palm Strike Dance Party?
Now?
What are the odds? We're busy.
You can't have a Palm Strike Dance Party without vegan cupcakes. No. Oh, shit.
Let's do it.
Doubles.
All right, so stay on the button. If Graham wins this, we have to have a
shit.
A dance party at the end.
Get out your glow sticks and pacifiers, you guys. Vegan pacifiers, but they better be sweet.
And you throw on some Karate Casual.
Oh,
because it's a Palm Strike dance party. Shout out to Jonah Ray. He came up with Karate Casual
when
we did a movie interruption of Roadhouse.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
You don't have to wear your formal gi, just your karate.
Or an all-white death uniform like you're a samurai about to commit seppuku. But thank you for letting me get that in.
David wasn't involved in that last skirmish, so he gets to go first, and then it'll come back at who challenged who?
I told Joe
to... Okay,
he'll
come back at you then. So get ready with the music.
Yeah.
And David gets to pick a category between the following. Would you like me love you wrong time? Which is time travel romance films?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or Avenge This, which is movies featuring one of the Avengers. Or In Theaters Chow. In Theaters Chow. It's like In Theaters Now, but movies that take place in Italy whenever. In Theaters Chow. And that was suggested by @Blabbermoth. Which one of those would you like, David?
Now, the Avengers one, that just is, the actors who play the Avengers, or it's actually like the comic book movies? So say like...
This is a movie with any of the Avengers in it. I don't know how to say it better.
So if Robert Downey Jr.
was... Who are the Avengers? Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson,
but does he
Chris
have to be
Evans,
Iron Man?
Chris no. Hemsworth.
Okay.
The Avengers!
But they are not the Avengers. Robert Downey is not an Avenger.
What the
He's
fuck?
A, that's your problem.
You guys
hit the music.
What are you saying? I stand by that. I stand right by it.
Richard Stark is a real man. Tony Stark. Richard Stark also.
Oh, there it is.
Doug.
That's not the music.
I love that Doug has a very specific stance he gets in and then just strikes away.
That's He's a union man and he has to take a 5-minute break every 7 minutes. So the sound cues are, you know, we can't. What do you want? Me love you wrong time, avenge this, any movie featuring in one of the Avengers?
I'm going one of the Avengers. That way if I lose, I can get furious and say that I was confused about something.
Did you see the recent Avengers movie?
Negative.
Okay, well, they all sign up. There's nobody that holds out through the whole movie. I'm not going to be an Avenger.
Right.
They get together and they take care of business.
Okay.
The Hulk...
The Hulk gets into
now,
it.
Now played by Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah, no. I boycotted the movie just out of respect for Ed Norton.
Way to go, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate
went,
that.
I went deep. I went out of, didn't go out of respect to Eric Bana.
Yeah.
And Bill Bixby. All right. 2 stars for this movie.
I'd pour some coconut milk for my homie, dead Bill Bixby, if I had some.
Gotta bring it down, man. It's not always Vietnam.
No, okay? Everything's Vietnam, David.
I would have.
I'm about to
I
lay
would have shit myself if he threw on the music right after you fucking threw out your coconut water riff.
This is for Bill Bixby, you guys.
He's in his stance. He's in his stance. Doug's stance looks like you're playing a video game and your character is stuck against the wall and you went to get some pizza and he's just punching away.
Most annoying to listen to episode ever.
No, I'm trying to paint a picture for them that you're just standing
no,
there.
No, that was great. I appreciate it.
Imagine Doug trying to punch a wall.
With no more aggression or lack of aggression with each punch. Just a steady...
It's called discipline.
Oh, shit. Karate casual.
2 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie that features one of the Avengers. It's okay. From 2005... He says about this movie that it doesn't try to court an adult audience. Okay. And, but that at the same time he says about it that it is best suited to 10-year-old boys. So this movie is incredibly sexy. And...
Is this powder?
2 stars, 2005. No pre-guessing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Leonard lists 6, 7, 8, 9 names. How many, David?
I'll jump out at 4.
That is a serious jump out. We go to Graham.
Okay.
Joe, I think you might be sitting this one out. This yeah, is ladies only skate.
So there, how many total names were there?
He said there's fucking 9 names.
And he went to 4. That's what happened.
That's yeah. Exactly what's happened so far.
If I go out, I'm going out swinging. Okay. Plus also complaining that I didn't know what the
all right,
thing was.
All right, yeah, yeah. That name that movie, David Huntsberger.
All right, David gets 4 names. I'm not even going to read the clues again.
If you get this, you earned it.
Thank you.
We're running late. Graham has to do 2 shows here tonight. Yeah.
Come see me tell jokes with a belly full of vegan cupcakes.
Maria Menounos. Lori Holden, Kerry Washington, and Hamish Linklater.
What is the Fantastic Four?
That is correct, you son of a bitch!
Oh, impressive, Huntsberger.
Thank you,
impressive,
sir.
Impressive, sir.
Very well done. David is our winner. You were playing for Lauren. Let me see this, because I bet it's going
to... She didn't write a shithead on the back. Would you like to do that?
She didn't have to. She won, dude. She won.
Oh, okay.
She won everything.
She knew she was going to win.
It's funny. Like, naming a shithead has become, like, a more valuable prize to some people, because it's really a chance to settle some scores instead of going home with a bag with my caricature and I've got a gunt on. You see the gunt on me on that?
Nice.
Got a big gunt right there in the front. Front gunt. So you get that. There you go. Congratulations. Thank you for coming.
We'll be right out here. We'll sign the
CDs. Yeah, we'll sign
stuff. Oh, yeah, we brought some merches, you guys.
We'll hang out. And did you write a shithead on the back of this box? He took it out of it? Oh, yeah, I grabbed that. So that's all we need. We only have two shitheads, right? Okay. Been having a lot of guests on the show lately, so I get confused. All right, so let's hear it for all these guys. David Huntsberger, Joe Pettis, Graham Elwood. Should we have one more dance party? One more dance party!
One more dance party!
I throw some kicks into mine.
I think he's got
music.
He's adjusting some shit, because he's also... He has to... Oh, there it is! Yes!
Okay. Oh, shit. Sorry about
that. You guys are awesome. That's available.
He's trying to get the end theme ready. He's queuing up the end theme for the show. We keep going back to that.
That's my new album. It just came out. Graham Elwood's Palm Strike Dance Party. Available at GrahamElwood.com. Thank you, Hotlanta.
Thank you for the presents.
Wait, what's happening?
No, ho.
What are you doing? I'm going to name two shitheads, and then I'll go like this. Where'd everybody go? I've got stand-up shows coming up and Douglas Movies tapings coming up in Baltimore, New York City, Pleasanton, California, Virginia Beach, Los Angeles, Tulsa, Denver, Oklahoma City, New York City again, Las Vegas, San Diego, Salt Lake City, Dallas, Fort Worth, Pittsburgh. All or most of these dates are listed at douglasmovies.com. Thank you, Atlanta, for coming out tonight and being awesome. And as always... As always, Greedo shooting first is a shithead. Yeah. And the city of Philadelphia is a shithead.